God's grace, His mercy, and His peace be yours through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We turn our attention to the gospel lesson from Mark chapter 12. And He sat down opposite the treasury boxes. Observing how the multitudes were putting money into the treasury, and many rich people were putting in large sums, and a poor widow came and put in 2 small copper coins, which amount to a cent. And calling His disciples, He said to them, "Truly I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the contributors to the treasury, for they all put in out of their abundance. But she, out of her poverty, put in all her living, all that she owned." This is the word of our Lord. Christ Jesus, our Savior, dear fellow redeemed. Jesus sat down opposite the temple offering containers. There were 13 of these. They were rather bell or horn shaped. They were sitting in the court of the women, accessible to everyone. Jesus sat down opposite them and watched the people. What was Jesus doing? Watching people. Well, that's a good idea. I don't know if you've ever done that. Imagine, for instance, that the ushers have an offering plate and they're passing it down the pew, and you walk along right beside them and watch the people putting their money in the offering plate. How well do you think that's going to go over? I don't think that'd go over real big. Try it sometime. Your parish might be a unique situation. When you serve in it, they might appreciate you doing that, but I doubt it. Now, Jesus watched the people. He saw the amount given, but Jesus watched the people. And as He watched, many came and put in their coins. And many, out of their abundance, put in large amounts. And then came one poor widow. And she took out the 2 coins that she had, which according to rabbinic writings is the bare minimum one was legally allowed to give. You couldn't give less than what she gave. The 2 lepta, which, by the way, would buy you about 2 gallons of milk, or, since the prices have come down a little, 2 gallons of gas. And that's all she had. She took all she had. 2 coins. About the size of the button on your shirt. Just go ahead and feel that button on your shirt. Made out of copper. That's how big those are. That's how much they're worth. If you worked a 12-hour day like the laborers in the vineyard and you got a denarius, that'd be 80 lepta. She had 2. She gave all she had. And Jesus turns to His disciples and tells them what's going on. This woman gave out of her poverty all that she had, her whole living. What did Jesus see? Did He see 2 lepta? Did He see large amounts? Jesus saw the people. The disciples saw the people too. Jesus used this teaching moment. And in this teaching moment, Jesus says to His disciples, "How much you got? How much you got left? How much are you going to give?" No, He didn't use those words, did He? But the disciples got the message. The very next chapter tells us that as they were walking out of the temple grounds, they looked around and said, "What beautiful stones these buildings are made from." I don't know for sure. Mark doesn't tell us this. But I suspect they were trying to change the subject. I think they were trying to look at something other than themselves. I know I do. I find it a whole lot easier to look at other people, to consider how they are living, what they are doing, what they have or what they have not, given or left. Our challenge, however, is to look at ourselves, isn't it? To look at ourselves, redeemed people of God, baptized into Christ Jesus, called to a living faith in a God who has given us everything we need, who has given us everything we have. And there are days when you put in everything you've got, and you work those long hours, and you put in the time on the papers you're working in, the sermons you're preparing, and the classes you have to get ready for, and you've put in all that you have, and you get done with it, and you think to yourself, it's not enough. What do we do when all that we have is not enough? That's what faith is about. It's acknowledging that all that we have is not enough. All that I have to offer, even when I've done everything I can do, it's not enough. That is why Christ has come. Because what I do is not enough. What you do will never be enough. We can't do enough. Christ has given himself. Christ went to the cross and gave everything he had, down to his very last breath. Moved by the faith that God has given to us to give to God our whole living. Think about it. Doesn't the Apostle Paul say the same thing? Present therefore your bodies as living sacrifices, which is, after all, only what one would expect from people who have faith in Christ, who know that everything I have is not enough, but that everything Christ gives is all I need. The coin, size of a shirt button, not a huge amount of buying power. It'd get you one sparrow at the market, by the way. Christ has given us what we could not give, what we did not have. But now it's yours. It's mine. It's ours. So that we might give it again and again. When we fall short, and we do, and we will, hear again the words of Jesus. You are worth more than many sparrows. And he gave his last breath because he believes that that's what we need to hear. Give all you've got and know that everything Christ gave is already more than enough. Amen.